So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Plant-Based Fitness Secret Podcast. This is Chiara. I'm the head coach of Vegan Coaching Academy. And today we have one of our most successful clients in the program, Cassandra. Welcome, Cassandra, on the show.
How are you today? I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm really excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here.
First of all, you look fantastic today.
Thank you. I just got back from work, so I still have my makeup on.
So that's how you rule the day, looking fab, going to work.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing. Like, I was really surprising to me when I saw you.
I know, right? Because usually I'm just like sweaty from a workout, my hair's in a bun, and I'm in, you know, yoga pants.
And I already thought you were a very beautiful woman. So right now it's Absolutely. So let's start with the simple things. I want to know a little bit your story. So share with the world, what's your story? How old are you? Where are you at? You know, what do you do?
Okay. Yeah. So I am 40 years old. I turned 40 last year in October. I'm currently living in California. I'm actually in Los Angeles at the moment. And I'm a graphic designer, but I work in a very niche industry of graphic design that's more in the corporate event production world. So the way that I kind of explain my industry is like, it's kind of like a circus. We go into a town, we set up this event, we do the show, and then we pack it all up and we move on to the next city. And it's just a really crazy life. I'm constantly traveling, I'm always on airplanes, staying in hotels, working super late hours. Very high stakes with the sort of level of like executive speakers that we deal with. And they just sort of expect this quality of work that requires us to work super hard. And then you just kind of like roll over into the next one. So my life's kind of crazy. And that's kind of what I find so great about this program is even with a crazy life like that, you can still achieve great results.
That's amazing. So you're not just at home.
And you know, it's, you know, this year I have been doing some work from home, which luckily towards the beginning of the program I was at home more, so I can kind of figure out the meal prepping and getting into a routine, and then thinking ahead for when I had a trip I could plan for it and meal prep, take food with me on the plane, and you know, try it out in like small increments and then figure out what was working, what wasn't working. And now that I'm traveling more, I feel like it's kind of second nature and I've gotten really good at it. So it's taking me less and less time to figure out like, what am I going to eat, prepping it, you know, just even figuring out like on a menu, like what I'm going to eat if I'm eating out is coming much more naturally to me. So yeah, it was good to have some time at home at the beginning of the program, but now I'm feeling like I'm kind of in automatic mode.
Didn't you also prepare for like a week in a van? So you were with your family in your van for a few days?
We did a camping trip in the camper van. And so I knew that I would be gone for like 10 days. So I sat down and I kind of just planned out like 3 weeks in advance. And so I knew like what I had to buy, what I had to cook ahead of time, what I could cook in the van. And it was great. Like everything was, you know, pretty much ready made and I just had to warm it up. So it saved me a lot of time. And then, you know, when we were traveling and I was hungry, I didn't have to like pull over and eat fast food or, you know, make bad choices. Cause I was like, well, I'm prepared. Like I have everything that I need and just stop and make a shake or, you know, warm up one of my meals that I had prepared. So yeah, it was really great.
Yes. You did an amazing job there. I remember preparing this with you together and, you know, challenging you to do your own menu and then together.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was so scary in the beginning. I was like, oh, so much, you know, because I was thinking like, it has to be exact, like the exact right calories, the exact macros. And so kind of like realizing that it's more of like a range, you know, like you don't have to be exact every single time, and you're still going to, over like the course of a week, you're going to average out in the right place, and you're going to still get results. Even if like one day you might decide, like, I'm going to eat a little bit more calories today because I'm hungry. You know, being kind of listening to your body and eating, feeling like when you need more calories, that it's okay to have a few more calories. It's not the end of the world.
We were actually speaking yesterday with Fritz about what does it mean to have work-life balance and, you know, life balance in general. And this was one of the concepts, right? Not having to be perfect every day, but overall, over the week, doing the work, because every day counts towards the end of the week results. So yeah. I think you got it straight up. I want to ask you, can you share with us the reason why you joined the program and how found out about us?
So it was the beginning of this year. I was feeling pretty terrible. I'd come back from vacation, and you know how vacation is. You just eat whatever. I wasn't really working out. And I just launched into this year, like one tough project after the next. And I was feeling just awful. I had very extreme bloating. My stomach was really painful every single day, no matter what I ate. You know, I've been vegan for a really long time, and I always feel like I'm eating healthy. But no matter what I ate, I just felt like my stomach was so bloated and uncomfortable. And I knew like I had to do something. I didn't know what to do, because I felt like I'm already doing so good. Like, I don't drink alcohol. I am already vegan. I'm already like eating whole foods. So like, what more can I do? You know? So I was driving home from Vegas from a job, and I was like, oh, it's 4 hours. I think I'll just put a podcast on while I'm driving. And I stumbled upon a podcast that Fritz was on, and like everything that he was saying, I was like, oh my God, like, this is me. Like, I literally pulled over and had like a good old cry, because I was like, this is the person. Like, I've been unconsciously sort of like searching for a person that could help me, and this is it. And I just like immediately got on Instagram, found his profile, sent him a message, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad I found you. Like, this is what I need. And he was like, great, here's a link, set up a consultation. And I was like, oh wait, you have like a whole program. Like, this is amazing. Because what I wanted was one-on-one help with somebody who has done it, who knows what they're doing, but is also vegan, right? Because there's tons of people out there that are like, oh, I can coach you, or I could train you, whatever. But then they're going to tell you, oh, well, you need to eat meat, or you need, like, this is, you're feeling this way because you're not eating meat. Like, I don't want to hear that. Like, I want someone who's in line with my values and understands like that that's the number one, like that's the baseline. Like, it has to be someone who understands like that you can still be healthy and fit and strong on a vegan diet. Like, that's the baseline, and then we can go from there. So I was really thrilled to find that there's this program that exists where it's in line with what my goals are, but also like won't make me compromise on my values as well.
Absolutely. And do you think it was scary for you to, you know, jump in a commitment like this and say, oh, okay, that's, you know, that's a commitment. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. My life is crazy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I couldn't have done it at a more crazy time. Like, this beginning first quarter of the year is always challenging in this industry, because everyone's doing like their beginning of the year kickoff meetings and things. But this year has been like extra tough. I think I haven't had a day off since like January 3rd. It's just been constant. So I couldn't have picked a more difficult time to do it. But it was like, well, there's never going to be a good time. Like, it's always going to be difficult. And if you can't do it when you're at your worst, then, you know, you can't do it when you're at your best. Like you were saying, you know, you can't wait for like the perfect time. There's always going to be a birthday party or a wedding or a trip or something that's like your excuse. Like, I'll do it after this, or I'll do it after that. And then you're never going to do it, you know? And like, I just kind of got to the point where I was like, if I want this for myself, then I have to prioritize it no matter what I've got going on in my life and just make it work. And so even though it's tough, sometimes you don't think you can do it until you push yourself and realize that you actually can, you know? So like, I think, what's that quote? When you stop, when you lose your excuses, you find your results. You know,
oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, you can't use like I don't have time or I'm busy or whatever as an excuse, because at the end of the day, like if you try, you might find that you can, and then it's no longer an issue.
Absolutely. For me, it's been a really big pleasure working with you. We haven't worked for that long yet together.
It's been only like 12 weeks.
Exactly. You have achieved amazing transformation, both in your body and your eating habits. So I want to ask you about both, because you said your energy was so low and you were so bloated before. I want to talk a little bit more about this. What are your biggest lessons that you've learned in, you know, in the program to fix your digestion and to increase your energy?
Yeah, I think the number one thing that probably I learned was that there is such a thing as having too much fiber. You know, like everyone just thinks, oh, fiber is so good for you, and you try to get as much as possible, but having too much can actually be bad for you. So I think that I was probably eating a lot of things that like beans and things that were had too much fiber, and you know, just overloading my body. So that wasn't really good for me, even though fiber in itself is good. I was having too much. So that was a big lesson, was, you know, don't eat too much fiber, eat the right balance.
Vegetables, right?
Yeah, plenty of vegetables. Okay. Yeah. But as soon as I got on the meal plan, like within a week, the bloating went away. Like it was miraculous. And now I can kind of feel like if I have a recipe that has too many black beans or whatever, like I can tell, like, okay, I get a little bit of bloating. So now I can make those adjustments and have less. But yeah, the other thing that I learned was like protein, you know, it's really important. And you think you're just like automatically going to hit your protein goals if you just eat whole food, plant-based foods, you know. Everybody always kind of makes that joke like, oh, you're vegan, where do you get your protein? And you just are like, don't worry about it. Like I get plenty of protein, but actually you do need to worry about it, you know, because even when you're trying, you sometimes are like, oh my gosh, I'm still short on protein. Like you have to be very intentional and work out, well, this is how much I need in a day. And if I'm having three meals and a snack, that's this many grams at each meal. I feel like I wasn't being intentional about it. And so now that I am, immediately I'm getting enough protein, I stopped snacking. Like I just don't think about, oh, I'm hungry, I want a little snack, let me go look in the fridge, because I'm satiated. I have enough protein. And so that was a big change for me as well. You know, just macronutrients in general, I wasn't paying attention to them. I didn't think I needed to, and I wasn't being intentional. And so I was struggling with just sort of like staying the same. And I didn't want that. I wanted to build muscle and lose fat and change my body composition, even though I wasn't so concerned about like necessarily how much weight to lose. It was more like the body composition. And if that's what you want, then you have to pay attention to your macronutrients.
Absolutely. I always say the same thing about this protein with vegans, right? We have this joke where we get really highly offended when, you know, somebody asks us, where do you get your protein? And everybody's like, I get enough. You don't worry about that. You know, like I know what I'm doing, but actually it does take a little bit of attention to
it. And especially like how, you know, we think of things like beans and lentils and quinoa. Oh yeah, full of protein, but it's actually mostly carbs, you know?
So you're carved up all the time. So I would say it's a good nutrition if you're like doing ultra marathons and you really need a lot of carbs and not that much protein. But here the protein has two goals, right? And the first one is to get you stop snacking, because then you feel satisfied and then you can stay within a calorie range that allows for fat loss. But also we are on this journey of wanting to look more strong, right? So you're also going to the gym right now, and yeah, I mean, working out, lifting. Tell me, how is that for you? how do you like it? And like, is this nutrition helping with that?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm just blown away by how much stronger I am. a couple of weeks ago, I had a friend come and stay with me, and she's like, oh, I want to do your workouts with you. And so we would go into the garage and, you know, we would do a set, and she would look over at me and be like, girl, you're lifting that? And I was like, I know, like I have to go up a little bit in volume every week because of the progressive overload. And so, you know, I was like comparing to what my friend was lifting, and I was like, is that a lot? I don't know. She's like, yeah, that's a lot. Like, you're lifting really heavy. And I just, you know, from week to week, I would look at like this 50-pound dumbbell and go, there's no way I can lift that. I'm like, well, let me just try. And I pick it up, bust out 10 reps. And I'm like, I just did it. Like, I was blown away because, you know, there's certain exercises where I was lifting a 20-pound dumbbell 12 weeks ago, and now I'm lifting a 50. And it's, you know, it doesn't feel, it feels like I could keep going. And I think like that style of progressive overload training, you know, where you repeat the same exercises and you keep increasing the volume, I think that has definitely contributed to the results that I've gotten. I've gotten so much stronger. I've built so much muscle. Yeah. So I'm definitely like feeling very strong. And
but are you like, looking bulky with all the muscle that you're because this is the questions we get the most. Are you looking bulky and masculine?
No, I can definitely feel like a lot of my clothes feel very loose. You know, when I do my measurements, I can see the inches are coming down. When you look at the photos, you can see that I'm just getting smaller, and I'm lifting so much heavier than I've ever lifted. So I don't think, you know, that I'm getting bulky.
Do you think we'll ever get bulky on this regimen?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty like athletic. I have like an athletic build. So I think, you know, like depending on what your goals are, like, you know, if you don't want to build muscle, then that's fine. But I do, so I'm happy.
That's amazing. I mean, we have your pictures on Instagram already.
Yeah.
I think from week 8, your before and after, from, you know, already a month ago. So I will link them to this podcast so people can understand what it means to, you know, lean out and build muscle and all these muscles that she has built. But there was one picture you shared with us that really blew my mind, because you're even a little bit older than me. You're 2 years on me. And then I saw this picture of you in the van, right? You were away, somehow managed all your routine and to do everything while you were away. And then you took these beautiful pictures where I really saw you glowing in the camper van. How are people reacting? Like, do you hear comments and like, are people commenting on your journey and how you're looking differently from before?
Yeah, definitely. Because I'm away a lot traveling, when I get home and I see my husband or my sister, they're like, whoa, you know, like, you look amazing. You know, they definitely see the difference. Like, I see myself every day, so I don't necessarily see it as much. But you know, also colleagues at work, I might not see them for a few months at a time. And every time I see people, they're like, oh my gosh, like, you look younger, like, you're, you know, glowing, you know, you look so healthy. So that's always like very encouraging, because you feel like, okay, I'm on the right path. But yeah, I mean, just in general, like, I feel much better. Like, it's, you know, to me, it's more about how I feel than how I look. And just, I feel comfortable in my own skin. I feel comfortable in my clothes. Whereas like back in January, it was like the complete opposite. Like, I was feeling just inflamed and bloated and old and tired. So I would say like, I've definitely done like a 180 turn, and I feel like I'm headed down the correct path now, where I want to definitely keep going on this journey.
That's amazing. So that's for me, this is so important, because there are so many reasons for a woman to be losing weight, and can be for a wrong reason, and people don't know the backstory. So they might compliment sometimes something that, you know, is not good, you know, like, oh, you look skinny, like, you look skinnier, then you look good, but maybe this person is going through depression, or, you know, she has an eating disorder, and that could be very dangerous. But I love that people are telling you, like, you look like glowing, right? So it's such a good feeling to know that we are not just there to lose this weight to fit in a number that some company has told us. That's not the goal. And I feel very proud because I do worry to, you know, maintain women healthy, keep them healthy, keep them glowing. And to be honest, keep them to kick ass at work and be successful, yeah. You know, and be their own person and be able to support themselves in case, you know, something happens with their, you know, partners, because this is a big fear of mine, for example, that, you know, somebody's not able to financially be independent and then being stuck in something that they don't want to. And with you especially, you have such a crazy and unpredictable life,
yeah,
which you are able to predict somehow and prepare for it. So for me, it was a huge win, and also in the way that your mindset is about this. I have sometimes to deal with much smaller issues that are, you know, brought so much more big. So such a little problem, like I have to go out for a night, you know, I'm panicking. And yeah. You are like, yeah, I'll be out 10 days. This is the plan I've done. You know, can you help me fix it? Perfect. And then you go ahead and you're like, oh yeah, guys, I've made this. Please, everybody feel free to use this.
Oh yeah, my spreadsheet.
Your spreadsheet, and you share it with everybody. Gosh. And, you know, I want to touch a little bit on this mindset, because what happened to you or in your life for you to be able to do all this, to say, well, I want this, I'll do this, you know, apart from the excuses thing, there must be something propelling you forward and say, well, I can have it all. I can get the money. I can get the job. I can be successful there. I can be a nice person. I can be, you know, a conscious eater. I can support animal welfare. I can support my health and not, you know, get chronic disease. I can be there for my family and my partner. And also I can look stunning and look strong, right? What is in your mindset that makes you think you can do it? Like you can do it all and have it all.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, I definitely look around me at the people I work with, and a lot of them are a lot older than me. And people just look unhealthy. You know, I see there's lots of snacks all over the place all the time. There's, you know, always soda and candy and all kinds of unhealthy stuff. And people are just all day long, you know, because everyone's tired. And when you're tired, you're craving sugar for energy. And, you know, I just see a lot of people that are overweight, unhealthy, lethargic. And that's just not sustainable. Like, it's not sustainable to work at the level that we work, both mentally and physically, and not be feeding your body the proper stuff. And then, you know, after work, everyone's like, let's go to the bar and drink. And I'm like, I'm going to the gym. And everyone's like, oh, you're so good. And I'm like, I don't see it that way. I don't see it as like, I'm so good. I see it as like, it's non-negotiable. Like, I'm going to the gym or I'm going for my walk, because those are the things that like put back into like making a deposit into your bank account so that the next day you have energy to spend. And if I don't do that, if I stay out late, if I went to the bar with everybody, then the next day I have nothing to give. And that's not sustainable. Like, at some point in time, it's going to end. And, you know, I don't want it to end. Like, I want to be able to still do what I love doing, not just work-wise, but also fun. You know, like, I want to be able to go snowboarding and have the energy to even do that. And if I don't have a strong, healthy body, I'm going to have an injury and I'm going to be out. I'm not going to be able to do it. So I know that like, it's making the hard choices actually ends up being easier in the end, because you're fit and you're strong and you're healthy and you're energetic. And so that opens up way more things that you can do than if you make the easy choice and just always give in to the snacks and the candy and the late nights and the drinking and all the things that seem fun right now. Like, it's not fun to be overweight and tired and lethargic and sick, and that's not fun. So I guess I just kind of know that like there's consequences, and make the better choices like for me. You know, I don't necessarily like judge other people and criticize them, but I just know like that's not what I want for me. So I'm going to make different choices. But yeah, as far as like planning, you know, I definitely know like being prepared isn't half the battle. It is the battle. And if I know if I go into a trip and I'm not prepared, I'm on the back foot and I'm always struggling. And it's way more stressful than just like setting aside some time and one day to just sit down, figure out a meal plan, go to the grocery store, buy the food, make the food, everything's done. And so the rest of the week, I'm on autopilot. I don't have to think about the food. It's made for me. I take my little lunchbox to work. I know what I'm eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I don't have to think about it. And I can really focus on my work and the other challenges that pop up during the day that you weren't expecting. Because there's always something, right? It's like, you know, you think you're going to have a day, like, you know what's ahead of you and everything's just going to fall into place. And every day there's always something that's like this spanner in the works and you're like, oh no, what do I do now? And so imagine if you didn't know what you were going to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, then it's like just extra stress that you have to now deal with all these variables plus that. So to me, like being prepared, like that's the only way.
It seems like there's a Cassandra of now and there's a future Cassandra and you're like, hey, Cassandra of now, let me,
exactly.
Let me just do something that future Cassandra will help me, will thank me for. I totally resonate with this. It's such a beautiful way of seeing it because you have this relationship with you, you have a long-term vision and you're preparing for that vision, whether it's tomorrow, in a week, in 10 days, that you're in a camper van or in 20 years, you're much very aware that what you are doing today will affect later.
Yeah,
thanks absolutely. For sharing this because mindset is about, you know, it's everything. And sometimes it only takes, you know, the right sentence, the right wording or the right, you know, way of saying something to just change somebody's mind forever, you know.
Yeah.
And thanks for sharing this because I'm sure that a lot of people will, you know, think more probably the next time they see these behaviors, like, okay, is this serving me for tomorrow or for the end of the week?
Yeah, I have a like a screensaver on my phone that says discipline is the choice between what you want right now and what you want the most. And I think about that every time where you have a choice. It's like, yeah, sure, it'd be great to eat this hamburger or whatever, but like, what do you want the most? You know? And it's like, well, I want to be fit and healthy and strong and feel good. And like, if this choice isn't going to be in line with those values, then I have to make a different choice.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing. I'm going to ask you the last question because this for me is so important. What is something that you have learned in the program here with us so far and that you're sure you will continue doing for the rest of your life?
I think something huge that I learned that is, you know, I used to work out every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, sometimes even on Saturday. And I thought that, you know, if I took a day off, it was going to be the end of the world and that I would get out of my routine and that it wasn't good to have so much rest. And I couldn't have been more wrong. Like now I'm working out 3 days a week, lifting weights, I'm resting in between, I'm doing my walks, and I've gotten better results doing that than anything I've ever done before. And it's so much less stressful. You know, I can really look forward to my workouts. And if life does happen where, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm traveling that day, I can just move that workout to a different day of the week, like have more flexibility to get those three workouts in a week and have that rest time in between. And I think that's like made such a huge difference is like prioritizing rest more than just like always going, 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 going. So I think, you know, going forward, no matter what, like I'll always prioritize rest more and work out smarter, not harder.
Wow. I mean, you're hired. You're going to, you know, become one of the coaches here.
Have like my sister, you know, she's like, can you help me? Can you write me a meal plan? Can I work out with you? I'm like, well, it's going to be vegan. So, you know.
The jump on boards.
Yeah.
It's something that we were talking about yesterday as well with Fritz is about this, you know, effect of our program to the people around, you know, our clients' lives and how it's affecting. So I would say personally is, you know, so far it's been an absolute pleasure working with you, but you are surprising me more and more. And, you know, with the things you do, like every client is different and every client has their own, you know, amazing things. But, you know, I really respect how, you know, professional you are in your work and how much you push in that direction without ever, you know, feeling like this is too much, I cannot do it. You understand that everything you're doing is a choice. Your job, you have decided for that job, so you don't complain. You have decided for this, so you don't complain. And I love how smooth things are going with you and how much, you know, your body has changed, how incredible you're looking. And yes, I couldn't be more happy to have been picked to be.
I just wish that I had started it sooner. Why did I wait so long?
I don't know. Why did you wait so long?
You know, I think I was really attached to my routine of like what I was doing, and I just believed in it so much, and I just wasn't open to trying something new. And something had to happen, right? Like you have to get to a point where you're like, oh, this isn't working for me anymore, or I have to do something different if I want different results. And so it was just sort of like the stars aligned, and it was like at the time where I was feeling like I need to do something different, that I stumbled upon the podcast and figured out like, oh, there's this vegan coaching program that's exactly what I need. And it was just from there on out, it was like, well, obviously I'm going to do this. And you know how we were talking about the timing and everything, it was like, oh, well, you know, isn't the best timing, but I'm still going to do it. So
that's amazing. Your resilience and clarity, it's really something that I wanted to share, because, you know, it's easy to make excuses, but it's also easy, you know, to make priority to the goals. It's equally as easy to me. And you are really the representing, you know, what it means to be your priority. And you know, knowing that you can have it all, it just needs organization.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think you know, there's never going to be a good time. Life's always going to be crazy. Obviously, you know, I've proven to myself now that I can do it even in the most challenging. I mean, I'm driving around in a camper van, it's snowing outside, and like I'm still getting my walks in. I went and found a gym, I did my workout, you know, like I managed to do it all in like the most difficult circumstances. And so it's kind of like when I am at home and I've got a full kitchen and I've got my gym in my garage and everything, then it makes me like, you know, more grateful and appreciate like that I have, you know, I can almost like take it further, like see how far I can go. But then it's adaptable. So when I am on the road and traveling, I know that I can make it work no matter where I am. Next week, I'm going to be on a cruise ship.
And oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was emailing with the event organizers saying, you know, I'm going to be bringing my own food. I know we're crossing international borders. Like, what's the protocol with bringing food on the boat? You know, I want to make sure that like I don't get there with all my meal prep and they're like, you can't bring that on the boat. You know, so it's just I have to always be like forecasting, what do I have coming up work wise and I have to send a couple of emails to people saying like, I'm on a special diet, or like I need to have a gym at the hotel, like I just need to make these requests. And everybody's always very accommodating. They're like, what do you need? We'll make it happen for you. And it's like, some people are like, oh, you know, you're so like brave, I would never, like I would think that it's like too much to ask. And I was like, well, you know, most people are very accommodating and willing to work with you. And if they're not, then at least you know that and you can make a plan and you can figure out a different solution. So yeah, I think this program's definitely taught me to always be thinking ahead of like, what do I have coming up and how do I plan for that?
Wow, Cassandra, that's amazing. Yeah, you lose 100% of the chances you don't take, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, for sure. And yeah, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Exactly. So yeah, thank you so much for everything you've shared with us. I am sure a lot of, you know, people or women driving in their car feeling very bloated as you did will hear this podcast and they will contact us and get inspired by you. So thank you so much, because this is very meaningful to us to have the first and such a real and raw, explanation on how you did it. So thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.
So if you're listening to this right now and you're feeling stuck, we have a free consultation link in the show notes with our team, and work with me or our other amazing coaches to optimize your health and set the goals together. It's completely free to call, so there's no risk for you. Thank you again, Cassandra. I'll talk to you soon. And as Fritz will say, peace out.
Ciao.
Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.